A Russian rocket blasts off tomorrow for the International Space Station with an American astronaut and a Russian cosmonaut on board. The flight from Kazakhstan is a stand-in for a shuttle mission that was supposed to replace the station crew. That flight was canceled because of the Columbia accident. Russian capsules currently are the only way for people to get into orbit and back home again. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The loss of Columbia forced NASA and the Russian Space Agency to make some quick decisions and substantial changes to the space station operation. That started with the most basic matter, who's going up next? NASA manager Mary Sanchez says they settled on astronaut Edward Liu.
Our flight engineer Ed Liu is a research physicist specializing in solar physics. He's had two shuttle flights. The first was in 1997 on STS-84, where Ed was among the sixth shuttle crew to visit the space station Mir, and then again on STS-106, where he visited the International Space Station.
During that visit, he performed a spacewalk with cosmonaut Yuri Melnichenko. And as it happens, Melnichenko will be his partner this time as well. This is the first time that the station will be staffed with just two people. Sanchez says one of the biggest adjustments will be social. Melnichenko and Liu will have only themselves for company.
Crews have typically taken lunch breaks and tea breaks together where they go back and they join up, but they could be apart during a majority of the working day, much as if office mates are apart doing their tasks in their separate areas depending on what their tasks are that day. For the time being, both crew members are choosing to sleep in the service module, but there is the sleep station in the U.S. lab, and it's fully up to the crew as to which crew member wants to sleep in which sleep location.
Getting to orbit will also be a novel experience. This is the first time that this model of Soyuz spacecraft has been launched with just two people aboard. Melnichenko is capsule commander, and Liu got an intensive 10-week course on how to be the flight engineer. The third seat will carry supplies, which are in great demand on station in the absence of shuttle missions. NASA's Terry Taddeo says this is not the first time Americans have been launched in a Soyuz, though when the current station crew returns, it will be a first for astronauts to come home on a Soyuz.
Keep in mind that this is the way we used to do business as well. The Mercury, Gemini, Apollo vehicles all returned home the same way. So in some ways we're taking a step back, but it's something that we are pretty familiar with.
Taddeo says Soyuz landings, parachute drops onto solid ground, are more jarring than shuttle returns. Cosmonauts occasionally suffer bumps and bruises, but he says they haven't had broken bones or internal injuries. And the three-person crew now on the space station could possibly get a more comfortable ride home. The Soyuz capsule they'll be flying in is a newly improved version with modifications to the systems that control re-entry. It's on its first flight, but NASA Space Station Manager William Gerstenmaier says he's not worried about it.
The Russians are very test-intensive, so a lot of their new changes in the software and the hardware areas have been tested either through helicopter drop tests or some drops on the ground, as well as an extensive amount of software testing in some software facilities. So the thing that is unchanged is behind all this, there's a backup computer. That's an analog computer, and that's the same computer that's been there for an extended period of time on Soyuz.
And in contrast to the U.S. space program, the Russians haven't lost a cosmonaut in spaceflight since 1971. The technology may be old, but it's reliable. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.